You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Indeed, that's what we hope. We hope it's going to be a good day for everybody. It is December the 7th, so that means tomorrow, of course, is Mother's Day. So we've got a special, hopefully, a special kind of program for you this morning. Great to be with you this morning. As I said, it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. It is the 7th of December. It is a Thursday. And born on this day, we have Richard Warren Sears. Now, he was born on this day. The year was 1863. He was an American businessman and a founder of Sears Roebuck and Company with his partner Alva C. Roebuck. And he is considered to be one of the great American promotional geniuses. So there we go. Let's go shopping.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Starting us off on this Thursday morning, and that's the Rolling Stones, and Have You Seen Your Mother? And so we've got a special program. What we're going to try and do, believe it or not, is from now until 10 o'clock to only play songs with the word mother or mama in the title.
Who's the one who tried to shoe when you were young and knew just just went to come and see what you had done, Mama. Oh, Mama. And who's the one who flashed your eye and told you not to cry, 'cause she was too big for you to try, Mama?
There we go, 8 minutes right now after the hour, 7 o'clock if you are keeping an eye on the time. That was Mr. Dave Barry and Mama. And born in Earthquake, David Holgate Grundy on the 6th of February 1941 in a place called Woodhouse in Sheffield in England. English rock singer and a former teen idol in the 1960s. He performed what really is a mixture of R&B, rock and pop ballads, and was popular in Britain and in continental Europe, especially in Belgium and the Netherlands, but had no really commercial success in the US, where he's best known for the original versions of Ray Davies' song The Strange Effect and Graham Gouldman's I'm Only Going to Take You There. But we remember him with affection over there in the United Kingdom. Dave Barry and Mama. Not sure how far we're going to get with all our songs today, with Mother or Mama in the title. This one's from Queen, though. Mother Love.
Love. strong. If my heart is heavy and my hope is gone, I'll never say. Let me back inside. I don't want to make no waves, but you can give me all the love that I crave. I can take it if you see me cry. I long for peace before I die. All I want is to know that you're there. You're gonna give me all your sweet mother love.
There we go, Queen and Mother Love. We're just making our way to 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And so it's a special program. We are going to be trying to play all the tracks today with Mama or Mother in the title. Now, what can we do in the shower? That was a little conundrum I had when I was sort of hunting around yesterday for our music. How about this one? Well, tell you what, let's get the water on first, shall we? There we go. We're about 45 seconds early, but not to worry. Spend a bit of extra time drying yourself off. I came across this one, which we'll get away with. Kimberly, my mama, say.
Every day hear the people say that there's nothing there for you, but we say, brother.
There we go, London Boys and Kimberly, my mama say, my ma mama say. There we go, out of the show you get. There we go, London Boys. Of course, it's a very sad story, the London Boys, because they died at a very young age. They were a German-based British dance pop duo, and that was Erem Efrim and also Dennis Fuller. And they were died on the 21st of January, I think it was, in, it must be about 1996. And it was in the Austrian Alps, and their car was hit by a drunk driver. So let that, that's always what we say, don't you? Don't drink and drive. Remember? We like to be talking to you, not talking about you here on the breakfast show. Moving on, it's the Jackson 5. Mama's Pearl.
Breakfast show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
managed to get ABBA in there somewhere, didn't we? Yes, and that is Does Your Mother Know? From ABBA. Now we're 26 minutes after the hour base. Look, Dr. Computer is coming into chat with us in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm happy to say, so he's available this morning. And also say great music going right through to 10, all to do with Mother or Mama in the title. And the Supremes, and that was Mother Dear. Time on the Breakfast Show, looking at time right now, we are 29 minutes after, well, just before the bottom of the hour of half past, and again making our way to half past 7 o'clock. A couple of good mornings. Good morning to Christopher, and also good morning to Rosita. Rosita drops the line and says, good morning to the best in the West, and so glad that you're feeling better. Well, making amends. I'm sort of a bit sort of battered and bruised after the surgery, but not too bad at all. So thank you for that. So cool. All of the music is dedicated to all of the mamas. Love it. Thank you, and the best to you all, and blessings to our mamas in heaven. Absolutely. And just to remind you that all the music we're playing today is, well, it's got Mama or Mother in the title. So, yes, absolutely right. All dedicated to mothers today. But as for right now, we're going to take a break and then look at a few items in the international news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Lay that pistol down, baby. Lay that pistol down. lay that pistol down. I'm drinking beer in a cabaret, and the boys are having fun. Until one night, she shut out the light, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama. Lay that pistol down. Let's go now. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and the boys are having fun. Until one night, she shut out the light. Now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama. Lay that pistol down. One more. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Down, pistol packing, mama. Lay that pistol down. Let's go now. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama. Lay that pistol
There we go, two in a row bring us in on this segment of the program. Gene Vincent was the first one with Pistol Packing Mama, and that's going back to, what about, 1960, I think. And following on from that was Your Mama Don't Your Mama Don't Dance, and that was by Poison. 17 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. And let's see if we've got anybody else that was born on this day in the world of music. We've started off this morning with Richard Warren Sears, born in 1863. Clarence Nash was born in 1904. Now, he was an American voice actor who is best known for the Disney cartoon character Donald Duck. I'm not even going to try that. whose distinctive voice he provided for 50 years. He was also the original voice for Tom in Tom and Jerry. So there you are. It's got 50 years doing double. I wonder if it sort of got to the stage was that that was the only way he used to speak. Tom Jones. My Mother's Eyes.
One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right I found in my mother's eyes. Those baby tales she told of pathways paved with gold I found in my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering sparrow, a lonely soul, I'd walk the straight and narrow till I reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, one true unselfish love I found in my mother's eyes. In my mother's eyes, just like a wandering sparrow, a lonely soul, I'd walk the straight and narrow till I reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, one true and selfish love I found in my mother's eyes. I found in my mother's eyes.
Tom Jones and My Mother's Eyes. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are at 89.3. Keep your eye on the time. We're 13 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Mother-in-law.
Yes, we've got to get the mother-in-law, haven't we?
Mother-in-law. The worst person I know.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. She worried me so. Home sent from down below. Try to put me out. How could she stoop so low?
Mother-in-law.
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 Yes, we had to. It's only fair, isn't it, really? We had to squeeze mother-in-law in. And that was Ernie K. Doe. And I think that was about one of his only big hits. He was born in New Orleans as K. Doe, apparently. Recorded as a member of the group Blue Diamonds. That was in 1954, before making his first solo recordings the following year. And that one, Mother-in-Law, it was written by Alan Toussaint and was his first hit. Not bad way to start, is it? Reached number one on both the Billboard Pop Chart and the Billboard R&B chart. In the United Kingdom, the song peaked at number 29. Weren't so keen on Mother-in-Laws over there. Kato never had another top 40 pop hit, but Ti-Ta-Ti-Ta-Ta, number 21, that was 1961, and later for Tomorrow, it got to number 37 in 1967, and they got onto the R&B charts. Both of them just got to position number 40. Mother and Child Reunion. That's going back to 1972. And it was the lead single from his second studio album, which was called, believe it or not, Paul Simon. And that was released on Columbia Records. Reached number 4 for him on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in March of 1972. The title has its origin, apparently, in a chicken and egg dish called Mother and Child Reunion. Oh, that's wicked. You can't do that kind of thing. I mean, my parrot would have a heart attack. Eric Clapton, Holy Mother.
Holy broken in two. I've seen the stars fall from the sky. Holy Mother can't keep from crying.
And Holy Mother. If you just join us, a very good morning to you. It is the 7th of December. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. All our music today has got Mama or Mother in the title. And also coming up in the next hour, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid, as we do each morning. And also Alex is with us, Dr. Computer Alex Newman. We'll be chatting with Alex and we'll be talking tech. And also a little bit later on, we'll check in with Yasmin and see if we can find a couple of people born on this day, providing that they have Mother in the title of their songs. So that's gonna whittle it down a bit, isn't it? Yes, of course it is. Anyway, for right now, if you keep an eye on the time, we're about 30 seconds away from 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Living.
And there we go, two in a row. That last one, Etta James there, and Mama Told Me. And before that one, Three Dog Night. We play it quite a few times here on the show, didn't we? Three Dog Night and Mama Told Me and Not to Come. It was written by Randy Newman, natural fact, and it was originally written for Eric Burdon's first solo album in 1966. Three Dog Night, that version we played, that was from 1970, the cover, topped the US pop singles chart. And Tom Jones, by the way, in the Stereophonics, remember that one? They've done a version as well. That did quite nicely for them at number four on the UK singles chart, and that was in 2000. Let's see, it's that time, if we can find Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Back in the big time El Valle, what a beautiful drive it was up. Ran into some traffic and things. You know, that stuff's always going to happen, but you just got to get through it. But otherwise, it was an uneventful drive. Stopped at the big old Price Martin, loaded up the head truck, and I head to Beverly Hills, that is. Movie stars, yeah. Well, I'm back here now. And looking outside, let's see, the gardener's going to come today. We have all kinds of things. Thursdays are busy, busy days out here. Well, we had one guanabana jump off the tree. The cook found it on the ground. Beautiful, perfect specimen. But the other one is still up there waiting for us. Oh, I'm hoping she just stays up there until she's ready to ripen and we can pick her and have a delicious guanabana. Guanabana. Put on a fire last night and burnt up a bunch of wood. It was so beautiful. It's getting windy up here. It's starting to kind of be more summer than it's rainy season. It's that time of year where the two are arm wrestling. I want summer. I want rainy season. I want summer. Well, that's what's been happening. So we had a nice little fire last night. The bananas that I cut down are like ripening up everywhere. So I'm going to be either freezing bananas or giving them away because I don't want them to go to waste. That's for sure. Today is Thursday. That means tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Ooh, I can't figure out what I'm going to do yet. I'll have to look up some things and get going. So we're going to be busy with that. Tonight, we're going to a Spay Panama dinner. The cook is on one of the, she's a member of the Spay Panama group up here in El Valle, and they're having their annual Christmas event. So we're going to go and eat, and no, we're going to take Chelsea with us and eat. No, we're not going to eat Chelsea either. We're going to go and have a nice little dinner there and celebrate the Spay Panama and all the good work that the people here in El Valle do for the Spay Panama community. All right, go on, get outside, little one. There you go. That's it. There you go. Out you go. Yep, that's Binker. He's been let out. And Chelsea's already outside feeding. Well, she's actually laying down to take a nap. She needs to have a lie down, as you would say, Jerry. All right. Until tomorrow's Freaky Friday Fun Facts, back to you in the studio.
My mama told me. My mama said. Pay attention, listen sister. Pay attention, listen sister. Pay attention.
guilty makes every tingle in your body quake. Be careful not to lose yourself and soul. Before you know it, you have complete control. Run. He may say you take that nectar to his lips, but he could drain you dry of every drip. He'll be the only one who'll make you cry, and you can do it, I'll bet, but still soon fly.
Charlene Anderson, Mama Said. Time on The Breakfast Show, 26 minutes, almost exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is December the 7th, and it is Thursday. All our music today has either got Mother or Mama in the title. It's time to welcome, because he's with us this morning, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, except for a little bit of problem when I sneeze.
Yes. Yeah, I can see that.
For those of you who sort of remember, I had a hernia operation on Tuesday, and, you know, I'm still using my ice pack and so on, but I sneezed a couple of times earlier on this morning, and boy, did that hurt.
And, you know, it shows.
It did show, didn't it? I didn't scream like a little girl, but almost.
A little bit.
Anyway, what's happening in the world of Alex?
Well, a lot of work, fortunately. Even though the end of the year usually means a little bit of a slowdown in things like upgrades and mm-hmm. things like that. People don't want to touch anything in case it breaks and people have to work through the holidays. So there's a bit of a slowdown there, but still, people need to do their work and get to their computers and use their resources, so I'm there to help. And that's during the week. In the weekends, I've been busy restoring old computers.
Yeah, you were telling me the one that you showed us the other week, last week, wasn't it?
Yep, that was from 1983. It's the Atari 130XE. And I got from a really wonderful person on eBay, I got a disk drive that uses mm-hmm. 5 1/4-inch diskettes.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was able to get myself a couple of boxes of 5 1/4-inch disks still sealed in their box, working perfectly. You ever heard of a store called La Casa del Teléfono?
No.
Well, they've been around since the late 80s. And back then in the late 80s, they purchased the rights to distribute stuff from Radio Shack from Sony Philips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they still have inventory from then that they haven't been able to move. And I came in and said, hey, let's see if you have any diskettes or whatever. And they did. And I got some sealed, still new in box. And they still have a little bit of that new diskette smell
I
used to love mm-hmm. back then.
And they're still under guarantee, I hope.
Well, they say lifetime. They didn't say whose lifetime, though. But
just don't staple them.
Yes, please. Don't staple, fold, or mutilate them in any way. I also did a little modification to the drive so I could use the backside of the diskette. I don't know if you remember, but way back then, diskette drives were usually single-sided mm-hmm. in the early
mm-hmm.
80s.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to use the backside of the diskette, you had to cut a small notch on it mm-hmm. because it has a little sensor that if the drive doesn't have the notch or it's covered, it means it's write protected, so you can't
mm-hmm. okay.
Really
mm-hmm.
write to it. Mm-hmm. So what I did get was a little modification that I did to the drive, and I can now flip them over, and now they're flippy disks as well as
floppy disks. So both sides of the disk are actually treated?
Yes, yeah. They are. In fact, even 3 1/2-inch disks are single-sided in some computers, like early Macintoshes and things like that. But you couldn't flip those because of the construction of the disk. But in the case of 5 1/4 and even 8-inch drives, which I haven't had any yet, but it would be fun to work with them, you could flip them over and use the other side because they are treated.
Right.
You do get to see and sometimes get single-sided floppy drives. They say single-sided double density or whatever. And those were usually actually treated on both sides, but only one side was tested, or maybe one side passed the test. So they sold them as single-sided. But those are less common, a lot less common. And the way that you work with them is, I mean, you get a kind of a chicken and egg situation. I've got a drive, I've got some blank disks, but how do I get any software if I don't have any software in the computer to copy the disk? So in comes this little device from a guy in Poland. His website is lotharic.pl, who builds new devices that can talk to your computer on one end, either a serial port or a USB. And on the other, you have the port for your old computer. And then you can make your modern computer pretend to be a disk drive or a modem or a printer or anything. So you remember those big calendars or banners or posters that you would print out on continuous paper on those. You can actually emulate a printer and turn them into PDFs and then print them out on a regular printer. So now I've got something to maybe make some of those for my birthday next year or something like that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So I did go to archive.org. Maybe you've heard of it. We've talked about it before. One of the ways people use archive.org is to look at old versions of web pages. But one of the things that archive.org has is a library of software and manuals and books and whatever that have been painstakingly scanned either by the team at archive.org or by regular folks just like you and me who take the original manuals for this, scan them in very high resolution, and then upload PDFs of it. So if you need a manual for a 50-year-old or 40-year-old computer like I do, you can just go to archive.org, and somebody probably already has made copies. I also went to over at my friends at Compañía El Faro. They sell music stuff and whatever. They were clearing out their old server room and whatever, and we found some old discs for, like, America Online and CompuServe and all those services. And I've taken the time to scan them and then put them up on archive.org for just preservation's sake. And the great thing is that I can now reuse those diskettes for something else and whatever. So I made some boot disks copying from the virtual one on my computer to the physical one. And it actually works very well. And the computer's just running, passed all the tests. Had to do a little bit of, you know, cleanup and a little bit of fixing here and there. And the great thing about these computers from the 1980s is that a lot of the times, unless it's a very specific chip for that computer, the parts are usually like a dime, 15 cents, a quarter. They use, you know, like capacitors and resistors, all this stuff from way back then, which is really cheap. And even the proprietary chips that have been out of production for like 30 years or so, people are building this entire cottage industry on, you know, restoring and preserving these systems, so they make either period-accurate reproductions built today of those specific circuits, or they make modern recreations out of something called FPGAs, or Field Programmable Grid Arrays. These are like software-defined CPUs that you can tell them to behave in a certain way, so they can behave and reproduce the operation of 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 30-year-old chips without a problem. You can even use modern devices like the Raspberry Pi, which we've talked about here, to either emulate these computers or to replace parts that have been broken or whatever. I even went to La Casa del Teléfono and asked them, hey, do you have any old computers as well, maybe in the inventory? Unfortunately, while they do have a couple of computers that they rescued from, like, way in the back, I think it was right next to something called the Ark of the Covenant or something like that, the problem is they were stored with their batteries and everything in the computer, and batteries tend to leak after 25 years. So unfortunately, the batteries and the acid leaked on the computer itself, so the computer's not working. Mm. And it takes a lot of work and a lot of electronics knowledge, which escapes me totally. But there's a whole bunch of YouTubers that I follow that do have the tools and the know-how from way back then. Some are even, you know, young people, 20, 25 years old, but they've learned out of love for these old devices how to fix them and put them back together again. Mm-hmm. So it's a very fun hobby, and I get a lot less dirty than fixing cars or whatever, which is something people enjoy doing in their weekends. No grease involved.
Christian, the floppy disk. Are floppy disks rewritable?
Yes, they are just as rewritable as cassette tapes because it's just a magnetic lead.
Mm-hmm.
And you can rewrite them many, many times over. They do wear out, so you have to be careful. Just like another part that does wear out over time is CRTs, or cathode ray tubes. Tube TVs and tube monitors for these computers also wear out, so, and nobody's making them anymore, unfortunately, except for very specific things.
Well, I know, is it Sennheiser? They bought out a $35,000 pair of headphones.
Which runs on vacuum.
Which runs on the vacuum. You, when you turn it on, they just rise out of this piece of granite or whatever it is. And $35,000 for a pair of headphones.
I actually got to listen to those back in, I think it was 2017 or 2018 at CES. And they do sound, they have a characteristic sound to them. I wouldn't be able to describe it. I'm not a poet. But it does bring a certain sense of warmth to the sound. I'm sure that you can simulate that sound using software nowadays and artificial intelligence and whatever. But there's a certain value in, you know, the kind of devices that they used back then and how they worked. And I feel a certain respect for the engineers and the scientists and everyone involved in creating and getting these things to market. I also had a chance to visit a place called, I think it's called Canal Zone Antiques. It's in Carrasquilla.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of stuff, even technology stuff. They have like Blackberries and old style, like shoebox size cell phones and things like that. And they do have a couple of old computers from like the 80s, but none of them are working.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, and they're not selling. They rent them out for people who want to do like photo shoots with retro things. But yeah, it would be fun to get some of these working. I've talked to a lot of people, and if anybody's listening and they've got like a computer from the 80s or the 70s lying around in their home and they want to give it a new home, just let me know. That's how I got the Atari computer from my friend Tony Barclay.
Here's another thing, another piece of tech that was bought out. You just talking about the headphones. But, of course, with the revival of vinyl, and these people have bought out a machine, looks, you know, like a sort of covered record player, that plays vinyl with a laser.
Yeah.
Well, that is basically making it digital.
Yes and no. It does use digital electronics to drive the laser, but the information gathered by the laser is in the form of a continuous analog voltage. It's just, instead of using a needle to follow a groove, which eventually does wear out the groove, it just shines a laser and measures the turnaround time for that laser and converts that into a voltage. It's like having a ghost needle.
So it doesn't turn it into binary?
No, it doesn't. Not at any point, unless you hook it up to a computer. But if you're just hooking it up to your hi-fi, it does work. It's really expensive, unfortunately.
$16,000.
Yes, it's extremely expensive. I've seen some reviews on YouTube of people using them. And the only advantage that I see is that you're not actually wearing the disc out, and there's no needle to wear out. Laser diodes do wear out, so eventually you will have to replace the diode, but it's a lot more durable in that regard. And there's actually a movement to preserve laser discs as well. You remember the laser discs?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember
Well,
those.
Laser discs are analog, too. Not many people know that. They're not digital. Some of the later laser discs models, the laser disc media, do have an encoded digital soundtrack to them, but the video is always analog,
mm-hmm.
and the audio is most of the time analog as well. So you take these enormous laser discs, which are the size of a vinyl record, and then you hook them up to a device that's been built by this electronics engineer that does the same thing that that laser record player does,
mm-hmm.
but it talks directly to the laser mechanism so it doesn't get digitized at any point. And then it gathers all that analog information and then copies it over to the computer, because most laser discs are now in the process of becoming unusable because of what they call laser rot,
mm-hmm.
which is
mm-hmm.
the material, the aluminum, and the plastic degrading to a point that you can't really read it. Now, after you have that huge file with all the analog information encoded, you can then convert it to a digital copy that, in some cases, might have a lot more information than the one that you would get, like, on a DVD or a Blu-ray, just because you're just sampling so much information out of it. So there's some effort being done to preserve those as well. But the more you play them and the more they get exposed to air, unfortunately, the more they will be lost to time.
All right. Well, we're talking with Alex Newman, Dr. Computer. He's with us this morning. We'll take a piece of music, and we will be right back now. Continuing our theme of songs with Mother or Mama in the title, Sailcat, Motorcycle Mama. Yes, Sailcat and Motorcycle Mama. And it was written by a gentleman called John Wicker, and say performed there by Sailcat. Sailcat was an American band that was signed on with, I think it was Elektra Records at the time, in the early 1970s. And well, that's the song that they're really known for. Reached number 12 on both the US pop chart and the US adult contemporary chart in 1972. And was featured on their 1972 album. Guess what it was called? Yes, Motorcycle Mama. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, keeping an eye on the time, making our way to 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is Thursday. Happy to say Dr. Computer is with us this morning. I'm sort of clutching my ice pack, and you've been clutching a little back bag. Oh, it's disappeared.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about
it. It was
cables.
A big bag for that.
Yeah.
It was a very big bag for that.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in the bag?
Oh, just cables and chargers
and
all sorts of interesting stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about cables. A lot of people have asked me lately, hey, you know, I'm getting a new phone, I'm getting a new tablet, I'm getting a new laptop and whatever, and what kind of accessories am I going to get for these? I just uploaded a review of the Galaxy Z Fold 5. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of the accessories that I'd recommend people get for that, for example, is one of those hubs like the one you have for your laptop, where a single plug gets you a charger, HDMI, network, USB, and so on, because you can turn this phone basically into like a portable computer as well. Like you can run Word, Excel, PowerPoint, all the Android stuff, and on a big screen, which is very comfortable. So if you don't want to travel with an entire laptop, you can just use your phone and then project either wired or wirelessly. But then people ask me, so what kind of cables should I get? And usually my first answer is not the one next to the cash register. It's usually, I mean, I've had cables that I've bought because of an emergency, you know, right next to the cash register at a drugstore that last me like three quarters of the trip home before they break. In that regard, unfortunately, and I'm paraphrasing here, I have a dream that one day computer users will rise up and USB will live out the true meaning of what it was made for. That all connectors should be equal, but unfortunately they're not. The connector itself for USB-C and Thunderbolt, which is another whole standard, is pretty similar, and people get them mixed up all the time, and they don't get the performance or the power that they should get from these cables. For example, this cable here is a super speed. As you can see from the label, it says SS. As in super speed.
Oh, it's not left over from the Germans.
No.
Just checking.
Fortunately. Yeah, there's a lot of that going around lately, unfortunately. But this is, for example, a high-quality braided USB-C cable that can pull off USB 3 speeds, which is pretty fast for sending and receiving information and files and whatever.
Is there any particular reason why it's only about a foot long?
Because this is for example, if you want to keep it in your bag and you want to connect your phone to your computer and pass.
You don't have to carry so much.
Exactly. Or if you want to use something like that device you have there, which is the Kingston XS2000, if I recall. One of the best solid state drives out there. It's pretty portable, the size of a cigarette lighter, and you can have them up to, I think, 4 terabytes.
Yeah.
And they're wicked fast. So the thing is, this will actually work with that drive. But it won't work at the highest possible speed. The one that comes with it is compatible with USB 3.2, so you can get all of the speed out of it that you could. This is, for example, good for like a phone that uses the regular USB 3.
I mean, you can actually see, I mean, the thickness of this cable.
Not only the thickness, as in it's got better, thicker wire. It's also shorter, so the shorter span less there means there's less interference from other things, so data can flow the best way possible. But also the power that thing draws is better handled by that kind of cable. Another type of cable that looks virtually identical but is much different is this, for example, Thunderbolt 4 rated cable.
Okay.
It's rated for 100 watts. So you can.
What, I mean, I was under the impression, was it Thunderbolt was Mac or something? Or?
It was originally built by Intel as a standard to supersede USB. And I did an interview with one of the heads of Intel back in, I think, 2011, 2012, something like that, about Thunderbolt. They had an agreement with Apple to come out with Thunderbolt on the Apple first, and then it was passed on to other computers. I'm guessing the one you have here is probably also compatible with Thunderbolt, even though it's anything but Apple, because this is a non-Apple shop here. So the thing about these cables is that they are smart. Smart in the sense that they have an actual chip doing speed negotiation and power negotiation on the cables. You can get longer cables, but they usually have more circuitry to further amplify the signal and so on. And unfortunately, you can get a lot of bad cables on Amazon if you go for the cheaper ones. You have to make sure that they're smart if they're going to be any longer than about a meter, you know. And unfortunately, a lot of people will just buy whatever cable they find in the store and not read the fine print to see if it's USB 3 compatible or USB 4 compatible or Thunderbolt 1, 2, 3, 4 compatible and so on. So you can always use a previous generation cable. You just won't get either the power delivery capabilities or the speed capabilities if you use the wrong cable for that. You can always use just, you know, the newest, best cables, but then you're going to be spending a lot more money. And there's also your friends at Apple who were kind of obligated because of the European Union's take on, you know, all these chargers being incompatible with each other and whatever. They said you have to use the USB-C standard. And so they kind of did, but out of spite. And what do I mean by that? If you buy the iPhone 15, it uses the USB-C cable standard for charging and data, but only at USB 2 speeds, not 3. So it will still take you a really long time to pass those photos.
Why is it that Apple always tries to cheat the people that sort of follow them? Because that's all I can put it down to.
I have no clue. But if you buy the Pro version, then it's USB
3. Yeah, I mean, that's BS. I mean, it's, you know, that's why I'm so anti-Apple.
I know.
You're supposed to be honored to buy an Apple product. Bullshit. Excuse my French. You know, I mean, and by the way, Yasmin was telling me they got robbed.
Unfortunately, the Mac store was dropped. Was robbed. No. It's not, remember, they're not Apple. They're just an authorized reseller.
But
like
they
everybody.
Make themselves look very much like Apple.
Well, yeah, there's a kind of aesthetic that goes with some
but
stores.
No, but I mean, that's good. I mean, that's fine. But the thing is, that, tell me, if you steal a whole load of iPhones, surely they're absolutely no use to you.
After about 5 minutes, they're not only disabled, but all their information on the whereabouts of the phones and whatever gets relayed to Apple and to the authorities. So it's, you know, it's kind of a rookie mistake, whoever robbed that store.
Yeah, that was my first reaction. I said, well, what on earth is the point of stealing iPhones, because I know in that respect they're very well sort of protected. I mean, and not only that, it's not just Apple, it's all phones, aren't they? They've all got a one-off number,
Most
a special number.
Most phones in the past 3 or 4 years have gone a really long way on making them unusable if you steal them. If you set the proper parameters on them. If you don't have a locking code, if you don't have like an iCloud account or whatever, somebody could just reset the phone. But most phones nowadays, if you set them up right, people can just use maybe one or two parts out of them, like the battery and whatever. And, yeah, they're almost worthless.
If you're sitting at the traffic lights and somebody comes to sell you the new latest iPhone Pro, don't pay more than $20.
Yeah, I would agree. I would definitely agree because that's probably the resale value. Speaking of other standards, back when Huawei and
that
other
looks
brands...
looks like a 37 or 67-watt charger.
66 watts.
66,
yeah.
And
you can tell that the cable itself, the connector on the cable itself, is colored orange. That's because it follows a specific standard that's not like an official standard, but it's kind of an agreed-upon standard by several brands such as Xiaomi and Huawei and Honor and whatever, where they said, well, we're not going to wait for the standards committee to, you know, get their stuff together. We're going to just work it out and do our best. This was actually the second one they came out with. The first one they came out with, I think, was like a 25-watt or so charger, and that one's colored purple.
Okay.
And this is because the USB 3 standard is colored blue most of the time. So also look for that and make sure that they're compatible. Also, there's different like wireless charging standards as well. So whenever you're buying anything that has to do with charging, make sure that you do a little research before to see if it's compatible. I mean, you can use like the cheapest wireless charger on any wireless charging phone, it'll just take a long time to charge anyways. So
I think what has impressed me, because as you know, earlier on in the year I bought the Samsung S23 Ultra, and that, because I mean I'm not a heavy user, but I mean normally a phone would last me a day or whatever. This thing, I mean, I've used it for 2 days and I still had about 32 to 40% charge in it, and I recharged it last night. But the charging time now, I think they're using in like a 45 watt charger, but it's incredibly impressive.
Yeah, Xiaomi actually has one that's like 110 watts or something like that. It charges in the blink of an eye. You can probably make tea in the time that, you know, that thing gets charged to 100%. That being said, one question that also remains when people ask me about the USB-C connector is, okay, so I bought a hub, I hooked it up to my laptop, hooked up the HDMI port, and nothing came out. And that's because even the USB ports on laptops don't always support all of the standards that USB-C standards apply to. For example, if you look at the side of the computer, and it has a tiny letter D and with a like a P inside of it, it means display port. It means that the display is also available through that USB-C connector. Not all laptops have that. If it has like a tiny lightning port, like a lightning symbol, it means it's Thunderbolt. So it also supports all the Thunderbolt standards and power delivery. So you can power your laptop with a single connector.
Here's the question. This little sort of device on my laptop, basically because there's very, very few
ports on it.
Ports on the laptop. But it used to be, I used to see without any problem, I've got 1,000 megas, right, which yesterday I noticed this is only 300. And if I do a test on my desktops, they're 1,000. What is throttling it back? I know it's to do with that box.
It depends on a lot of things. And when you're communicating to devices on the network, ever since the 100 megabit per second standard came out, manufacturers have made it so that the computer or the device that has the network port, when it turns on, it starts negotiating two things. One, the speed at which it can communicate, and two, if whether or not it can communicate by talking and listening at the same time. That's called full duplex communication. As a radio operator, you know that part. So there are two things that need to happen for that negotiation to happen. One is that they negotiate the speed properly, and two, they negotiate the duplex properly. If any of those fails, then you get crosstalk. Like, if you tried using, you know, speaking and listening at the same time on, like, regular civil band radio, it's going to get garbled. And when that happens, the computer has to retry. You don't see it because the computer does it by itself when talking to the network. So instead of getting the full 1,000 megabit per second, minus a little overhead, it's usually 10%, 20%. But if you get less than 50%, it means that the computer is probably having to repeat itself. It's probably having to repeat itself. So the overall speed of communication is a lot lower. So in that regard, you would have to get to check all of the different parts from wherever it's plugged into there on the Linksys router that you have to the plug, the connector, the cable, and then the box. If the box, for whatever reason, can't negotiate properly with the Linksys router, then you get that problem. How can you fix it? Well, you can change the cable, which I think you tried, and that didn't work, or did it?
Well, no, this was with the old one I had, which was the HP one.
Oh, you changed the box then.
I changed it for, and this one has been working fine. In fact, it was giving me 1,000 without any problem initially, but now for some reason it's throttle back. And talking, by the way, the Linksys router, one of the things I got the other day is because it's the router you can add the mesh modes. They do a mesh, I guess it's not really a repeater because the way it works is different, but it just plugs into the wall, and I found that very, very efficient. I now get, because, you know, the apartment is sort of quite a distance, you're going to the other rooms, and with concrete walls or, you know, solid walls, so you lose a lot. I put this in the hallway going down. I've got amazing coverage now right through the apartment. And that wasn't overly expensive. I mean, it was $67 as opposed to buying another node, which firstly is cumbersome because of where I wanted to put it. I found this on there, and it's working perfectly. It's so easy to set up as well.
Yeah, the difference between repeaters and mesh is that a repeater will take every single message from like the main unit and then repeat it over in a second network. The mesh one uses an additional radio to talk to that one and then transmit in the same frequency and speed and whatever. Kind of like, you know, you relay your stuff to the radio station, that radio station relays it to somewhere in Cerro Azul or something like that, and it's pretty much real time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how mesh works. It uses a second frequency to talk to the other units and make it like if it were a single network, and that's a lot more convenient. Repeaters were good to have back in the day, but the problem with repeaters is that each one you add slows down the network.
Exactly.
So what I would try and see, I mean, is this connected wired or wireless?
This is wireless.
If it's wireless and you're only getting 300 megabits per second, then you'd have to look into maybe interference or mm-hmm. some other, you know, problem being affecting your speeds. Or maybe it's got a chipset that isn't as compatible. One thing that I did with my laptop was it came with Wi-Fi 5. So what I did was I got on Amazon and I got for like $20 or so the Wi-Fi 6 chip, which is like swapping in a memory module or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy, just one screw and that's it. And now I'm getting a lot more. My internet connection is only 100 megabits per second up and down, which, you know, is enough for me. And but the speed at which I can transmit information, for example, to the server in my office, which is right there, is close to 800 megabits per second, mm-hmm. even on wireless. So I'm okay in that regard.
Well, Alex, we got to go. As always, thank you so very much.
Great to be here.
Interesting. And let's see, all being well, we'll see you. What's the week after? Because we're all having we're having a breakfast show get together soon.
Oh, so. Awesome. I love those.
Dan, I shouldn't have said anything, shall I?
Now I'll show up.
Of course you'll be there. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman with us. Time, we're just about a minute after the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news today, stay tuned.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Mama, you know I love you.
Yes, it is. You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
Looking back when I was so afraid, and then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything, and no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, Mama.
And I miss you. dich an, oh Mama. Ich bin allein, so ganz allein, ich will nicht einsam sein und wünsche mir, dass ich so wie früher wär. Oh Mama, könnt ich nach Haus zu dir, Mama? Ich käm sofort, am besten heute, wer liebt mich so wie du? Nur bei dir find ich Ruhe, immer zu, Mama. Die sorglose Zeit, sie legt ja so weit, viel ist geschehen. Zwischen gestern und heute, was in unseren Sternen steht, wir wissen es nie, wohin das Schicksal sich dreht. Oh Mama, ich dank dir heiß, liebe Mama. So manche Nacht hast du mich bewacht und du hast mich. Nur wegen mir mal an dich selbst gedacht. Oh Mama, ich bin ja noch jung, liebe Mama. Doch eins kam der Tag, wo ich dir sag, ich bin ein großer Mann. Komm her in mein Haus und ruhe dich aus. Du hast schon genug getan.
And there we go, three in a row dedicated to mothers this morning. We started off with a song for Mama from Boys to Men, and then followed by my favorite song to my mother, which is from El Divo, and that is called just simply Mama. And that last one, Roy Orbison, well, that's just called Mama as well, and it's in Deutschlandisch, German, yes. Still a lovely song, even if I didn't understand it, to be honest. Anyway, it's time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning. Yep. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Mm-hmm. And what have you got planned for tomorrow? Because you've got your mother,
mm-hmm.
and then your Ian's mother.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do?
And my sister, too.
And your sister? She's a mother. She's mm-hmm. not your mother. She's your sister.
But she's coming home. And
oh, wonderful.
Everybody's coming home. The whole family. So
oh, lovely. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes, I'm busy.
Yes.
From today, I have to go to the supermarket and buy a lot of stuff.
Are you cooking at home?
I'm going to help my mom.
Yes, you don't want to poison anybody, do you?
Yeah, I don't want to cook.
also, that'll be like, yeah, you can be the supervisor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit like when you're here.
Exactly.
You know. Yes, exactly. oh, that'll be nice. So it's going to be a big family get-together.
Oh, yes.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're going to be, you know, celebrating everything because what my sister's birthday was at the end of November and uh-huh. we didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're celebrating Ian's graduation.
Oh, gosh, he's graduating. I don't believe
yeah.
it.
For his birthday, we didn't do anything either, so.
So it's all going to be a big party.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Because mm-hmm. it's your birthday soon, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Was it 21st?
Yes.
Yeah, you only get one present.
I know.
Poor yes. You should change your birthday by proxy to sort of like April or May or something
and
like that.
And do you know what? We need more friends like Marilou.
We do.
Because she brought a big bag with a lot of presents.
Oh, I know.
It's not just one. So for me, it's like my birthday present, my Christmas present, my Mother's Day present. So we need more friends like her.
It all comes from somebody else. I know. Isn't she good? Yes, she bought me in a.
Oh, yes.
She bought me in a nice bag, a heavy bag, I must say. But mm-hmm. I said to her, do you mind? Because I'm going to keep that for Christmas Day.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to open it on Christmas Day. And of course, we should be wearing. Well, all our listeners are happy. Happy Mother's Day for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And because that includes Mary Lou as
exactly.
Well. Mm-hmm. And some, you know, some, no, morning, Jerry. This is from Cedric. Morning, Jerry. Got Hello Again by Neil Diamond. We've been on the air for 3 hours, nearly. All the songs this morning, there's Mother in the title, or Mama. So I'll keep that one for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't. I won't
be
here.
No, not tomorrow. Yeah. For Monday.
For Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You're good to do it on Monday. So I won't forget you, Cedric. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, to all our listeners and to all our listeners that are mums and all our listeners that have their mums and all their misters that no longer have their mums.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, spare some thoughts for them tomorrow. That's why I like that record by El Divo so much.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, everything I've sort of really accomplished. She's been with me all the way. She made a lot of sacrifices when she split. My father and my mother split, and I was about 9. And she's made a lot of sacrifices as she's joined in everything I've done. And God bless. I mean, she passed away 2015. In fact, exactly a month
mm-hmm.
from Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
because Mother's Day the 8th of December. And she passed on the 8th of January in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm happy to say that she didn't really suffer too much. I mean, mm-hmm. she was compos mentis and everything, and she passed away while I was on air.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 8th, and I always remember the time, 9:27 in the morning. At 9:27 in the morning on the 8th of January, I always play that song by Il Divo.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Yeah, so she's very much missed. And according to her, I never did a bad radio program. I mean, that's what mothers are for, isn't it, really? You know.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, yeah, wishing everybody happy Mother's Day. So are you still going off today to the supermarket then? Or?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then it's going to be toiling all day, cooking, or supervising, rather.
Mm-hmm. No, not today, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow
morning, yes.
Are you going to be doing it all on the day? Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Yes, enjoy so. It's going to be great.
Oh, yes.
You can tell us all about it on Monday.
And what are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it easy and rest. I've got to get rid of this damn thingy. Yes, I'm not. I can't do too much. I can't drive.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I can't walk too far.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm just going to use these 3 days to just kick back really and relax and let it do its thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So and try not to sneeze.
Oh yes, please.
Or cough. Or laugh, Yasmin.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, love. Look, have a wonderful Mother's Day tomorrow.
Oh, thank you very much.
And give our love to your mum as well.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And have a great time. And we'll be able to hear all about it on Monday.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And our next track that has Mother in the title is Dr. Hook.
Oh.
Do you know who's Mother?
Mm, no.
Sylvia's mother.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy. Too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave us alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just wanna tell her goodbye.
says Sylvia's packing. She's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. She's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, this is Avery. I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while.
And that is the voice there of Joy Crooks.
But now it's more than a wish, it's a dream.
Mother, may I sleep with danger. Before that, as I mentioned, it was Sylvia's mother from Dr. Hook. And our next one, well, Mama, she liked the roses.
Like the roses, she'd grow them in the yard. But winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, Mama, like the roses, and when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for all us kids to see. When I hear the Sunday bells ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing. Mama, like the roses, but most of all she cared about the way we learn to live and that we said our prayers.
You know, I kept the family Bible. Rose she saved inside. It's pressed between the pages like it found a place to hide.
Oh, Mama, like the roses, in such a special way, we bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, Mama, like the roses.
There'll be plenty of those sold, won't there? Roses. Yes, Mama likes the roses, and that was Elvis Presley. And a very good morning to Mary Lou. She is with us there. Asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. And it's from the Judds. And it's called Mama, He Is Crazy.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sad, so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind.
Mama, he's crazy.
Better look before you leap. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon and stars
I think he's a living dream. And there are men, but ones like him are few and far between.
Mama, he's crazy.
Lovely. That's a new one to me, that is, really. The Judds and Mama, he's crazy. And that was a request from Mary Lowe. Did you know Toto, they made a record called Mama. Thank you. There we go. That is it. That is Toto and Mama. Time on the Breakfast Show. 4 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. And I tell you what, to take us there, it's our last track for this morning with the word mother or mama in the title. It comes from Nina Simone. Blues for Mama.
Spreading dirty rumors all around the neighborhood. They say you mean an evil and don't know what to do. That's the reason that he's gone and left you black and blue. Hey, yeah. Tell me what you gonna do now. They say he's left you all alone to weather this old storm. He's got another woman now hanging on his arm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That old fool's telling everybody he's sick and tired of you. Hey, Lordy, Lordy, Mama, what are you gonna do? Hey, yeah. Tell me what you gonna do. Say he left a fuss and fights and bring a good man down, and don't know how to treat him when he takes you on the town. They say you ain't behind him and just don't understand and think that you're a woman but acting like a man. Gonna do now. Get your nerves together, baby, and set the record straight. Set it straight. Let the whole round world know it wasn't you that caused this bitter fate. All these years you loved him, and he knows it's true. Cause what you want for your man is what he's wanting to. Hey, yeah. Tell me what you gonna do.
Nina Simone, Blues for Mama. And that is it. That has brought us to the end of our 3 hours for this morning. All our music today has either had Mama or Mother in the title, and I hope you enjoyed that. Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and all of us here at The Breakfast Show wish all of you a very, very happy Mother's Day. If you're a mother, enjoy and say and celebrate celebrate with your mothers, because I know only too well. I mean, I was very lucky. My mother was with me for many, many years. She lasted until she was 92 when she passed away. But do make the most, because, well, a lot of things, you know, in life, you don't miss until they're gone. And that includes your mums. So do take care of them. And if your mother has passed, like mine, well, take tomorrow to just remember all the great times All right. So that's it for this morning. And tomorrow, I won't be with you, but we will all be back with you here on Monday at 7 o'clock. Thanks go out to Ingrid this morning for our Everyday Story of Country Folk, to Alex for popping in and talking to us about things tech, that's all to do with cables today, and also other bits and pieces to do with technology as well. So thanks to Alex. Thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for doing all our production work and our bookings, etc., etc. And if you want to join us, if you want to advertise with us or sponsor us, 677-188-22. Give us a WhatsApp on there and we'll get back to you. And big thanks to the boys and girls at Grupa Grada, get us up and running. And of course, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, do take care of yourselves. I can't remember, did I mention Neil, our co-producer? Well, if I didn't, I am now, over there in Windsor in the UK. As I said, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and Monday morning, enjoy yourselves, and please take it easy. Don't rush. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy your long weekend. Back with you 7 o'clock. So whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, do it carefully, as we just said. Why? Because I'm going to be talking to you on Monday, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.